joining the phone right now is director, writer, executive producer Robert Michoian of the new movie The Killing of Two Lovers, which is available everywhere on May 14th, select theaters and digital VOD. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Excited to be here.
The Killing of Two Lovers is finally out. I think it was delayed a little bit, and it premiered at Sundance in January, if I'm not mistaken, and got some good reviews.
Yeah, January 2020. We got great reactions, which is really exciting.
And then I guess it just got delayed because of the pandemic, but finally ready to come out.
Yeah, Neon excitingly was really wanting to play this in theaters. It was kind of made for the theater, so they were open and willing to hold off, which was exciting for us.
It's a pretty intense movie, which stars Coin Crawford, Chris Coy, and Safita Mollay, if I'm saying her name right? Mofi?
Safita Mwafi.
Oh, okay.
Mwafi.
Yeah. It's a personal domestic drama filled in the starkly beautiful spaces of Utah. The Killing of Two Lovers follows David, who desperately tries to keep his family of six together during his separation from his wife, Nikki. Both agree to see other people, but David struggles to grapple with his wife's new relationship. It's an intense movie. I mean, this is not, there's no comedy, there's no comedic relief. It's an intense family drama relationship.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was very interested in kind of exploring that dynamic within a family, especially with a family with large amount of kids, which kind of ups the stakes and the risk and really the heartache.
Speaking of kids, I have to ask my reviewer, David, who's going to review the film for us, and I'll have it posted next week. He said he saw God Bless the Child, the movie you did a few years ago, and he noticed that the kids in that movie and the kids in this movie in the trailer, are those your kids, the same children?
Yeah. There are three of them. The three boys are mine. Avery, who plays the older sister, she was a local actor that we hired. But the younger boys are mine for sure.
He also wanted me to let you know that the trailer, I don't know if you're responsible, Barbara, but he says one of the best trailers he's ever seen compared to some other trailers over the years.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're very excited. Neon has been doing a great job at supporting the film.
Do you cut the trailer, or does the studio, or do you work in conjunction with the studio and the editors?
Normally, I cut the trailers, but Neon was really excited about the trailer editor they had and asked if I was open to it. And since I normally, you know, I edited the film and normally I have all those responsibilities, I was pretty excited and open to it. They collaborated a little bit. You know, we gave them some notes off of the first initial pass, but no, the trailer editor did a great job. I was really, really happy.
And Quain does a great, I mean, everyone does, but Quain is intense in this movie. Did you know him before? Was it hard to get him, or have you had a relationship with him before?
Yeah, he and I had met at Sundance in 2010. I had a film called Nebraska I was trying to get off the ground, and I was able to get a producer friend of mine to get it to him. And he really responded. We're both fathers, and so that piece was about a father as well. And we really connected, but we couldn't get the film financed. And so we just kind of kept in touch as he kind of landed Rectify and eventually went on to Lethal Weapon. I kept making shorts and features with my collaborator, Rodrigo Hedebeck, and we just kept tabs on each other. And finally, we kind of arrived at this point where we were like, dude, we just have to make something together. And so I started to write The Killing of Two Lovers in this idea that we would do it so small that hopefully if nobody would really finance it, we would make it with our resources.
Yeah, you filmed it in Utah, and I'm assuming, because it is a small independent movie at first, was it one of those you had like 2 weeks to get everything and you just had to go in, bam, bam, shoot everything and hope everyone was on their mark and you didn't have to do a lot of takes?
Yep, exactly. We had 12 days to shoot it. The crew were students of mine, and were about four. And yeah, luckily, you know, Seppi, Chris, and Klain were willing to come to the, you know, table and deal with the kind of long performances which were required to because of the shortness of time. And it was just, it was chaos. And then praying in the edit that we had a movie.
Did your did your kids have any demands to be in the movie, or did you just say, just be quiet and do it?
No, they had actually, about a year and a half prior to making this film, they had, after God Bless the Child, they were like, what else are we going to do? And I had made a couple other films, short films, and they were like, write a short for us. We want to do another film. So I wrote this short, The Miners, which ended up, which was with them and my dad, and that ended up getting into Sundance. And so they got to go to Sundance, and they were very excited. So when I started to write The Killing of Two Lovers, they were like, we better be in that movie.
You also have another movie coming out. I don't know if it's still this year, The Integrity of Joseph Chambers, where you once again work with Klain. So you guys are getting to be quite the pair.
Yeah, we were pretty excited at the success of Killing of Two Lovers, and luckily we were able to pull some money together. The Integrity of Joseph Chambers is our second film together, which is exciting, about a guy who really has no business hunting, doesn't know very much about it, but decides because of the current state of everything, he's going to figure it out in the woods, and things don't go well.
Before I let you go here, you won the jury prize for directing, I believe, in 2019 at Sundance, 2019. Do you know where that, is it an actual, like, statue or a certificate or?
Yeah, it's a statue that sits in my living room because that was the short, The Miners, was the one I made with my kids and my dad. And it sits there to remind, you know, those little ones, their hard work pays off.
Well, The Killing of Two Lovers is out May 14th, select theaters and digital VOD. And what is the one thing that you want people to take away from this movie after they watch it?
My hope is that that people take away, you know, that love is complicated, but it's worth it. And that sometimes we act out of character because of love. And so, yeah. I mean, it's a wild ride, but I hope in the end they can, you know, maybe they hug their partners a little tighter.
Well, director, writer, executive producer Robert Machoian, thank you very much for the time today. Again, The Killing of Two Lovers is out May 14th. Good luck with everything, and hopefully we'll talk to you again down the road.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.